Hello, this is Lynn. Well, it looks like I am restricted to 5 minutes per recording, and silly me wasn't even watching my time, so I ran out of time as I was trying the sound seeing tour. I decided to give up on that because also my battery was running a little low, so I decided to save it and just take out the iPhone whenever I wanted to take a quick picture or a few. So right now I'm just sitting and waiting. Traffic, of course, is quite heavy at the corner of Hillsborough and Blue Ridge Park, or Blue Ridge Parkway, whatever it's called, Blue Ridge Road or something. So I'm just sitting waiting for the traffic to die down a little bit. So, I actually never did make it to the village of yesteryear. It was getting a little bit late, and I do need to be getting back home, so I just decided to meander around and marvel at all the people who are at the fair. It was really difficult to move at some points in time. I mean, you would just be standing waiting, and then maybe moving a little bit forward, and then standing and waiting some more, so I'm pretty sure that the fair organizers are quite happy. There were really a lot of people here having a great time, and that's really what a state fair is all about. So, anyway, I had a wonderful time, and it was a lot of fun to work the ECS booth again, and just doing all the various experiments. What was really cool were all the variations on the theme of the Cartesian diver. And I'm pretty sure that Ken Lyle had a hand in doing that, so well done, Ken. And, of course, one of the more popular ones, when it was working, was the variation on a theme where you had a little foil ball. And if you put pressure on the bottle, the foil ball will drop, and what's waiting at the bottom but a little dropper that's equipped with a blue piece of, it looks like transparency paper, and a little plastic hoop. So yes, you're playing Cartesian diver basketball. It's really cute. One thing I do want to talk about as I was making my way through all the vendors was over by the livestock area, there was a booth where there were four different cheesemakers selling their wares and explaining all about the cheeses that they made. And so I mentioned to them about a friend of mine who loves making cheese. In fact, I like calling her the Queen of Cheese. So here's a shout out to you, Lady Carolia. And so I mentioned to them that I had a friend who likes to make cheeses, started off with paneer, and then went on to make mozzarella and feta, and now she's doing manchego and other types of cheeses that require bacteria. And so they were all quite impressed and was telling me to tell my friend. So for you, Lady Carolia, they wanted to say hello and to give you lots and lots of good encouragement as you continue your journey towards cheese making. So, I think I probably should wrap this up as I'm coming up to a minute left in this recording. So I had a wonderful time at the fair, and this is the last day I'm working the fair. The fair ends tomorrow. So until next year, North Carolina State Fair 2010, I had a blast, and it was wonderful. So I guess we'll do this again next year. So good night to everybody. We'll talk to you later until the next boo. Have a good evening. God bless.